first and foremost, I just want to go out and say that I do not condone smoking marijuana just for no reason. I smoke it for a personal reason. I smoke it for my own personal benefits. If you do want to smoke marijuana, I really do suggest that you do have a reason for smoking and not just smoke it just because you want to smoke, because that leads to some other shit that I do not condone. So like I said, if you do are interested in smoking marijuana, I suggest that you find a reason. Maybe it's for health-wise, maybe it's for your body, maybe for your mind. You choose your reason why you want to smoke weed. What is up, y'all? It is your boy, ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Man, episode 50, man. Honestly, I just started this shit off because it was for something that I wanted to, like, just do for fun. Like, we didn't really care. But now, I really gotta get in the motion of being consistent. Because, honestly speaking, there are times that I feel like I don't want to podcast. Like, for instance, I know that between episode 49 and episode 50 was a large gap. And that was because, personally, I just didn't feel like podcasting. And that means that I wasn't motivated to do it. And that is one thing that we all shouldn't. Like, if we want to do something, no matter if we feel motivated about it or if we don't feel motivated about it, we really should talk about it. Or really should be about that action. Like, for me, I have to talk about it because I'm doing podcasts. But it's really a point in time that, like, I just don't get motivated for certain things, certain times. But I have to stay consistent with it. So I know for all those who do listen, I'm sorry that between episode 49 and episode 50 and other episodes, because this isn't the first time this has happened. So I do apologize for those who do listen to my podcast, and they know that I go ghost every once in a while. Now that I got out of the way, let's talk about these topics, man. The NBA playoffs is lit. I'm fucking with the NBA playoffs. Now, I haven't been watching a lot of the games, but the games that I do watch, man, these games are lit. These games are honestly lit, like, the NBA recently just put out that the percentage of viewerships that they have, and it's down by a significant amount since LeBron James isn't in the playoffs, if you want to give that reason, but that sounds like a good reason. But even that, these NBA playoffs, they're lit. Like, each and every series has been lit for me that I've been watching, man. Now, first, I'm going to talk about the Houston versus Golden State Warriors series, man. I'm pretty sure that Golden State just proves to y'all that they don't need Golden State in order for them to... I mean, they don't need Kevin Durant in order for them to win. Because them niggas was pouring out buckets to the Rockets, even without them. The original Splash Brothers came out to play, bro. Curry, like, man, I'm not gonna say that I'm a Curry hater, but I fuck with Westbrook more, and everybody knows that Westbrook and Curry, they don't coexist, so... Fuck y'all Curry niggas, but Curry's been hooping, bro. Like, the Rockets, I forgot what his name is, the owner. I don't know if it's the owner or the general manager, but even he said it, that the Rockets build the team so that they could take on Kevin Durant's Golden State Warriors. Not Steph Curry's Golden State Warriors, because those are two completely different teams. Like, when Kevin Durant went down, and hopefully he gets better, hopefully he's able to play next series, but once that nigga went down, them niggas went back to original, alright, let's play Golden State Warrior basketball before KD, and this shit was beautiful. Like, game six, yeah, Steph Curry, he didn't score that many points, but I think he scored like 2 points, but then he came back in the second half and he destroyed, and man, that's why I don't get it why this Golden State Warriors, they decided they need five superstars, because I'm gonna just give Draymond Green his credit. He's not a superstar, but he's an all-star. But they don't really need that many good players in order for them to win games. But Houston, man, Harden, you and people were saying that Houston choked. They didn't choke. Why do niggas be saying that when a team loses, they choke? He didn't choke. He really didn't. Or they didn't, I mean. Chris Paul was hooping. James Harden was hooping. Like, freaking PJ Tucker, he was doing his thing. Freaking Eric Gordon, he was hooping. Like, come on, guys. Like, they were hooping. It's just that Golden State's a better team. There's a difference between flopping and the difference between, like, actually pouring your heart out there, but you just don't win. Same thing with the Raptors and the 76ers. Bomb-ass series. Kawhi Leonard was hooping out there. That nigga, he finally showed emotion yesterday. He finally showed emotion out there. But it's the same thing, man. Like, this series. I'm just talking about the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Semifinals. I'm not talking about the first round. I'm talking about the second round. But, man. The Raptors and the Sixers, man. That shit was lit. But, man. Kawhi hooping out there, man. Joel Embiid pouring his heart out there hooping, even though that nigga is sick. That man is sick as fuck, and yet he's still able to do his thing, man. That man is sick out there, and he's still able to do his thing. It's pretty dope stuff. I'm not gonna lie. Joel Embiid, he is the best center in the league. Or I don't know, because Jokic, at the same time, he's hard too. Like, the Joker, because that's what I'm going to always forever call him, the Joker. That man's pretty lit, too. But, man, the Raptors, they're going, like, I honestly didn't think that they were going to beat the 76ers. In my honest opinion, I really didn't think that. I thought the 76ers were about to, I knew for sure it was going to game 7, but I didn't know Kawhi was going to come out like this, bro. I did not know Kawhi was going to come out like this. Like, that nigga. Oh, that nigga hard. Alright, what else? Let's see. The Bucks and the Celtics. Honestly, Giannis. Bro, there's. The East got niggas that are nice. The East got niggas that are nice. I honestly have the Bucks going to the finals. I'm just putting that out there first and foremost. I honestly see the Bucks going to the finals, unless Kawhi super locked down, freaking Giannis. I don't see them winning. That nigga Giannis. He's a monster. He's a monster. Like, Kawhi is probably the third coming of Jordan, because I'm not, y'all don't damn well, I'm not going to disrespect Kobe Bryant out here. But, man, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm taking the Bucks, because the way how they handle the Celtics like that, bro. The way how they handle the Celtics like that, I don't know. Mm-mm. Oh, me. The way how they handled the Celtics. That shit was intense. That shit was wild. The Celtics, they won one game. Paul Pierce said this series is over, and he was right. Cause after that first game, bum rush them niggas, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, yo, y'all didn't have to do them like this. Y'all really didn't have to do them like this, and they're more well rested. They're more rested. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, athletes, we stay consistently, like, working, and then after that, we travel and shit like that. Although I'm not at that level, because 82 games and then more, that's a lot of games for the year. Plus practice in between, that's a lot of shit. It's a lot of commitment. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I'm seeing the Bucks pulling up with that, in between the Bucks and the Raptors. That's my opinion about that. Portland and Nuggets though, bro. Yo, that series was lit. Denver got a squad. No cap, Denver got a squad. But let me tell you, Dame and CJ are on a mission. But I don't know if they can take on the Warriors though. Even with KD out of the picture, that changes a lot of shit, Loki. Like, KD is still top. The top five is interesting right now. Top five NBA players still. He's definitely top five, probably top two, but probably number one. But that nigga. And they go, mm-mm. Them niggas is hooping without him. So, let's see how that goes. Because he might be out for the next game or two right now, in all honesty. Alright. Enough about basketball, though. Because some real shit. Alright, so for y'all that don't follow me on social media, for y'all that do follow me on social media, y'all, you know, I talked about how Facebook and Instagram, because y'all know they're owned by the same person. They banned Mr. Farrakhan, bro. Lou Farrakhan. Now, they banned him and other groups and on social media. On social media, and although I don't agree with the banning of Lou Farrakhan personally, I do understand where Facebook comes from, but at the end of the day, it's still not ethical, if you will. Or it goes against what they believe, but at the same time, I do understand where they're coming from. So for those who don't know who Lou Farrakhan is, he's the leader of the Nation of Islam, which is an African-American political and religious movement. And basically, they deemed that his platform that he has as a whole was dangerous, which I don't, like I said, I don't personally know why, because he's never talked about harming anybody, another human being, or badly upon a person. What he does talk about, he talks about black excellence, and he speaks about how great black people are and the ways that we should act or we should behave towards one another. Like, nothing bad against other people. I mean, he does talk about other cultures, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he's only speaking facts when he speaks. He doesn't speak of personal opinion. He's speaking of factual things. So that's, I don't understand why they're trying to take away his personal, is like his page, because he's speaking facts for just because of on some personal shit. Because the people of Facebook don't agree with what he has to say. That's the reason why they're taking his shit down. Just like the other groups, apparently. Like I'm all about equalness, so, like, even the other groups, whatever they were saying, even if they were, unless they're breaking rules, I understand. Unless they're breaking rules and guidelines, I understand that. Because Facebook isn't the government that they're like, oh, we'll give, you have every right to speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can say whatever you want to say, and it'd be like, and you have freedom of speech. No, it's not like that shit. Facebook is a private entity. It's not owned by a government person. So, like I said, I get what Facebook's trying to do. It's unethical as fuck. But for him in particular, though, I don't see it. That ain't it. they just don't agree with what the man has to say because it's all he's speaking the truth. Like, I mean, come on. But hey, like I said, it's not all about like just. It's not a freaking, oh, you can say whatever you want to say, freedom of speech, everything. It's like, nah. They could ban whoever they want to. And it's only fair, because it's true. But everybody's Facebooks get banned. Everybody bans people's Facebook and shit. Or Facebook always bans people's shit. I'm tripping. But anyways, I mean, he'll be fine. He's always had, a crowd before. He's had a following even before social media. He's gonna have a bigger following after social media. Like, he ain't tripping. He's good. I have yet to watch his video though. I have yet to watch his video where he responds, but. I'll talk about that another day. Maybe. Now, last thing I want to talk about. This whole Ayesha Curry, like her statement that she said, like, I'll roll the clip for y'all so y'all can watch it. Or actually, I'll take that out. Where she says that she doesn't feel like she gets attention from male figures because of Steph Curry, because I mean, that's not exactly what she said, but that's, she says that she feels that Steph gets a lot of female attention but she doesn't get a lot of male attention, and that's a personal, that makes her feel insecure because she's been married for 10 years and she has 3 kids. She's only been faithful to this man for ever since she met him, basically. And so, yeah, like, come on. What's wrong with it? Okay. That's just an insecurity, but, like, you gotta think about it. Like I said, she only knows about being a mom and catering to this man. This man is a superstar, like, a super, superstar. So I was like, my bad. I got mad paranoid right there. I heard a bug or something like that. But he is a super, superstar. So there's like, yes, of course he's going to have a lot of attention on him. It's just, that's just how it is. But I totally get where she's coming from. Like, at the end of the day, we're all needy human beings. And we, at times we do crave attention and shit like that, but I don't discredit what she says at all. And people making fun of that shit, although it is funny, I'm not gonna lie, it is funny seeing it. At the end of the day, I do hope that everybody has, like, although I doubt most people do, I hope that people will have, like, rather than making fun of her, also knowing that that's a real insecurity and that's something that she has to deal with personally. Although, probably not. You know, good on that. I'm gonna save that shit. That's probably not what's like the business, but you know, I'm just trying to say that it's tough out there for moms, you know, because you know they gotta take care of the kids, especially if you're a good mom. That's all you know how to do, take care of kids, and then it is what it is. But just know, Ayesha Curry, niggas out here, they thirsting over you, so. But I ain't worried about all that. I'm thirsting about my girl. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, that's all I have to say, y'all. That's all I got. So I appreciate y'all for entering back into the nigger room. I do appreciate it. And this is your boy AB, and we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.